Well, this summer, if you want to volunteer your time and you love horses, a charity which provides the chance for people with physical or intellectual disabilities to spend time with horses is looking for you. The Riding for the Disabled Association of Ireland gives free weekly lessons to over 300 people. They're based in Carlow. Della Kilroy went along to see what they have to offer.
I'm Adam and I'm 13.
And so which is your favourite horse?
I like Tiger or Alfie. Because Tiger was the first horse Alfie was the first horse I seen when I came here. Tiger is my favourite because he has the stripe. I always loved animals.
Good to go? Okay, yep.
Right on.
I'm in Carrickbeg Riding School in Carlow, where students like Adam are about to start their free weekly horse riding lesson with the charity Riding for the Disabled.
Are you ready to rock now?
Yes.
Right, take the reins up, everyone. Off we go.
Hi, David Collins. Yeah, I'm Ollie's dad. Okay. Ollie comes here
and
every week.
And then forward, on we go. Little squeeze and say, walk on. Walk on, that's it.
7-year-old Ollie has an autism diagnosis. His dad has noticed a therapeutic effect in the lessons.
Ollie's up on the horse, he's been up there now for a little bit, and some of the other kids are just getting up on their ones. And yeah, then they go around nice and slow, they just walk around. And once there's enough of the volunteers available, when there's three of them together, they do the trot, which is basically the horse running a bit faster, and the kids get a little bounce on it and everything, and they love it.
And tell me about Ollie.
Ollie, he loves it here now. So we got him diagnosed there, I think, a year or two ago, and we've been trying to get him all the help we can. The way I describe him is like he can easily get overwhelmed. He's very easily stimulated as well. So like he can be nice and calm and quiet, but then, you know, once he gets going, he really gets going. He gets really hyper. But then once he's really hyper, he's really hard to calm down. And you kind of have to manage it well, and you have to kind of take care of him and stuff. That's what like the horse riding does as well. It helps him regulate. It helps him. It calms him down so much. Like even the difference, like, you know, we have four boys at home, and you know how four boys are. They're always playing and fighting and arguing and everything. But after the day of Ollie going to the horse riding, he's just so calm and so kind of like nice. And even with his sleeping now, like Ollie could stay up all night long. He just doesn't like sleep. But after the horse riding, he's asleep at the same time as all the other boys every night. Like it's brilliant.
He's taking off his helmet and coming back now with a big smile on his face.
He loves them all. Look, he's giving him a hug there now.
What's your favourite horse?
Tiger.
Why do you like the trotting?
Because it makes me bounce.
Yeah, it's fun when you bounce on it, isn't it?
A favourite horse among the students is Tiger.
This is Tiger. He's one of the ponies we use for Riding for the Disabled every Tuesday here. He's so generous to our riders. If you've seen him in the mainstream lesson, he will be popping fences with great enthusiasm. But he kind of looks after our riders so well.
Cathy Byrne is the national coordinator with Riding for the Disabled and one of around 360 volunteers nationwide.
This organisation started over 50 years ago. When you think how popular therapeutic riding is now and the demand for it, we were really way before our time. We've got 30 groups in operation at the moment. Unfortunately, we lost a few due to COVID, and we would like to encourage more groups. We've got the furthest group. We have a group in Donegal, group in Cork. So this has a social aspect as well.
Come on, Alfie.
Oh yeah, I live on a farm. I was brought up on a farm. I'm married to a farmer. My sons are farmers, and yeah, we're full-time farmers. We keep a lot of sheep and tillage, so yeah, there's lots going on the whole year round.
The organisation are looking for more volunteers, like Rose Bulger. She lives on a nearby farm and volunteers here in Carrickbeg.
They've all improved so much since September that they actually are able to ride on their own. So we let them ride on their own, but still just walk along beside to give them confidence, really, yeah.
What kind of relationships have you seen between the students and the horses?
I think it's an amazing relationship that they form. They've become used to the animal. It's like the pony is an extension of themselves, I guess. it's a bit like playing tennis. The tennis racket becomes part of your arm. And instead of putting their legs one foot in front of the other, it's the pony is doing it for them. Yeah. If the rider, if they feel that the rider is gone a bit unbalanced, they can sense that as well. They can anticipate what's going to happen next.
So a nice squeeze. Okay, on we go. All right, Jane.
With two horses on her own farm, for Jane Byrne, she started volunteering when she retired just over 7 years ago.
Well, I grew up on a farm near Buntlody, County Wexford, and I married a farmer, and we do sheep and tillage. I'm not involved in the tillage, but I'm very much involved with the sheep. We lamb 300 plus, so we're down to just one left now, and that's our farming.
How and why did you want to become involved with this?
I worked off the farm for many, many years, and when I retired from that, I decided I'd do some charity work, and this appealed to me. So I've been coming here for about 7 or 8 years, and I love it.
You can see everyone seems relaxed around the horses.
Everybody loves them, and the horses, I think, love the children. And normally I just lead the ponies around and talk to them, and we have a chat. And it's a break from the farm, and then we usually go for a cup of coffee afterwards, and it's nice to chat to other people. Yeah, it's meeting different people.
Okay, take up your reins again. Do you want to give your ponies a hug? Heads down, give them a nice
As the lesson ends, Adam tells me how he got on. How did you find the lesson?
Really fun.
What was your favourite part?
Trotting. Goodbye, Alfie. See you next week.
Give your ponies a hug. Horse riding student Adam from Carlow talking there to Della Kilroy. And if you're interested in volunteering, go to rdaireland.org and put your name forward.